Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we have a series of broadcasts at hand. Asking three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We're taking a look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, hallmark passage. The gospel's defined by the Apostle Paul here in this passage to the church of Corinth there in Greece. He defines the gospel in those first eight verses, and he ends up with that third part of the gospel about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And then he takes another 50 verses in this chapter to talk about the resurrection. We last time took a look and wrapped up our consideration of verses 12 through 23 and this doubt that was at hand about the saints, those who are saved by the Lord Jesus, that they would raise from the dead. The Apostle Paul states clearly that here's the summary of it, verse number 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. And whenever you hear that word sleep referring to those that are saints, that's talking about physical death. They have physically died. But because of the power of God being so great, the power of the Lord Jesus by his gospel and who he is and his power being God, to God, death is like sleep, and Jesus has defeated these things, has defeated death for his children. He says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Christ died and was buried, as we will die and be buried. But then after he was there buried, died and buried for 3 days and three nights, he took his life back again. And so it will be. He is the first fruits. He's the leader of those that will raise, of them that slept. Verse 21, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. So Adam brought us death and his sin. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, or the last Adam, it brings life, okay? For as in Adam, verse 22, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, okay? Catch this. Christ the first fruits, he did that some 2,000 years ago. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. And that's at the rapture of the saints by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's more things, and I encourage you to know about the resurrection and details about it and such. When you read the book of these two epistles to the church at Corinth, understand the Apostle Paul is dealing with them and wrangling with them. There are those in the church there that doubt his authority as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to minister to them and to teach them and correct them in the things that are at hand that are not right in this church. And so he's doing that. And some of that, I believe, goes on. He alludes to some things in this chapter. But we want to go ahead and, considering this about the resurrection and the coming of Christ, let's take a look over here in verses 51 through 58, okay? 51 and 58. This rings very similar to what we see in 1 Thessalonians, okay, about the resurrection. But let's read this and see what he says, okay? He speaks about the resurrection and how it'll be and you know, lack of understanding about what kind of body we will have and all that. You know, we don't know. We just don't know what an angelic or a heavenly body, how that is, in radiance and appearance and the flesh of that, if you will. We just don't know, but we know it will be. And that's our part of our hope in Christ. We know it will be good, and we know it'll be without corruption, without sin. That's the blessing and wonder of it. So now let's read in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery, the apostle writes. We shall not all sleep, okay? We shall not all die. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? But we shall all be changed. Those that are dead in the grave, their bodies in the grave, their souls with the Lord, that body is going to be changed. And we know that those bodies, it's a terrible thought, but we know that they're decaying. But we know that that body that we lay in the ground, that we bury in the ground, is not that person. Their soul is going unto eternity. If they're saved, it's with the Lord. And that's the context. That's what's being spoken about here. If they're without Christ, they're in hell. And that's the judgment and condemnation of God and the rejection of Christ and his gospel. That's the penalty for that. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We'll all be changed. Not everybody will die, but all of the saints will be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. How fast is a twinkle? It's a fraction of a second, isn't it? Just a little shimmer of light, a little twinkle of an eye, the light reflecting off of the eye, and just that little star, that little glimmer of light, that twinkle, as he says here, that's how fast it'll be. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, there'll be a trump that will sound, and we saw that. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. So as he told us in 1 Thessalonians, those that are dead in Christ will be raised from the grave. Oh, Brother Jim, what a terrible, terrible thought. Well, remember when we took a look about, we haven't considered it in this study, but in the Gospels it tells us about at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there was a great shaking. There was a great earthquake that took place at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there were also saints that were there, I believe, buried near to the grave of the Lord Jesus Christ, near to his sepulcher, that they were raised also. The greatness of the power of the resurrection of Christ, it reached out even at that time to touch those saints that were near unto our Lord. If we could just grab a hold and understand the effect of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ as the power of God, and as he is God, it was manifest and shown in him that he, being dead, was able to make his body live again. It shook the earth, and those graves near unto the sepulcher of our Lord Jesus, there were many of the saints that rose also from the dead in that day. And what did they do? They went into Jerusalem, and they testified and witnessed that Christ was and is alive forevermore. And so as it was there, they came out of their graves. So it will be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The dead will raise first, will not prevent them, will not be in the way of them. We won't go before them, the dead first, and then we, which are alive and remain, will be caught up. Listen to what he says here. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. It's the only way we can live before the Lord. And this mortal must put on immortality, a blessing. part of the hope that we have. We will be made immortal in this trichotomy that God has created us in, body, soul, and spirit. The body is seen, and we live in that, and it will one day die. The soul is that which is the individual. That's you. Look in the mirror in the eye. Look yourself in the mirror in the eye. You see your soul. You know the truth, and God knows the truth about your salvation and your soul. And then the spirit. The spirit, that third part of us, is that by which we can have fellowship with God. It was broken in the garden when Adam sinned against the Lord. He was found fearful of God and hiding from God. When the voice of the Lord God came in the garden in the cool of the day to come down there and visit with Adam, as we believe he had before. When Adam sinned, he died. No, he didn't die physically. He's heading for death physically. There was a change indeed physically, but he didn't drop dead physically, but he died spiritually. He was separated from God at that time. But we will be incorruptible. We will be immortal, those that have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. How? Because Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated death for his saints, for his children. He defeated death for all those that he would save by his gospel and by faith in him. Death for the child of God becomes the release from this old physical, wicked, restraining world and this old flesh, this old man. Death has become the victory. Because we're released. Before salvation of the soul, death is the great dread and the great thing, the greatest thing to be feared by the sinner. Because when he dies, that's it. It's nothing but an eternity of suffering and pain and sorrow and gnashing of teeth because of sins that have not been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, but for the saint, death that was so dreaded, death that was so feared, is now made the release. And the release unto being with our Lord Jesus. Remember when Stephen was being stoned? You can read about it there in the book of Acts, I believe chapter 7. Stephen looks up into heaven and he says, I see Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. He's heading to be with his Lord. And then verse number 55, the scripture says, O death, where is thy sting? Well, in Christ and with the resurrection, there's no sting. There's a little sting in death. O grave, where's thy victory? It will not keep us. It will not keep us forever as it did not keep our Lord forever. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law shows us our sin. Sin requires death and just ultimately leads to death. But thanks be to God, verse 57, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen from the dead, and so shall the saints arise. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him and what He has done, Him alone, to Him for salvation. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.